بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. الحمد لله لونه سد، ولقد يسرنا القرآن للذكر فهل من مدكر. And we have made the Quran easy, and سبحانه وتعالى sent this book as a guidance for mankind. Calling them to worship none but Allah the Most High. And the Quran is a healing of the hearts as well as of the bodies as well. Many all over the world memorize the Quran, and it's not strange to see youth memorizing the Noble Quran at an early age. But alhamdulillah, Allah, the one who made the Quran easy for remembrance, had made it easy for Salih, age 82. The interview with Salih, she was asked, what is the reason that drove you to come forward to memorize the Quran after so many years? She said, my hope was that I always hoped to memorize the Quran from the time I was young, and my father used to invoke Allah always for me, that I become from the memorizers of the Noble Quran like himself and like the elder brothers of my family who memorized it. So I memorized in the beginning about 3 parts, and then after I completed the age of 13, I got married, and I was therefore busy with the household and the children. And when I had 7 children, my husband died, and they were all young. So I put full time to raise them and to educate them. And then when they grew up and got married, I had more time for myself. And the first thing I directed myself to focus upon was the Noble Quran. Then she was asked, tell us about your journey with the Noble Quran. She said, my younger daughter was going to high school, and she was the closest of my children to me and most beloved, because her elder sisters got married and got busy with their lives. Yet she stayed with me, and she was a quiet girl and upright, loving good. And she herself was interested to learn the Noble Quran, especially her teachers encouraged her, and she was very enthusiastic, and she always told me of many women who were driven by this great motivation to memorize, and this is where I started. Tell me about your way of memorization. She said, we assigned 10 verses, meaning she and her daughter, the daughter who was going to high school. So each day after Asr, we used to sit together. She reads and I repeat after her 3 times. Then she explains the meaning to me, and then afterwards she repeats that 3 times, and next morning she repeats them to me before she goes to school. In addition to that, she recorded the same recitations by the recitation of Al-Shaykh Al-Husari rahimahullah, such that she did it in a way repeating each verse 3 times, and thus I continued to listen most of the time. So when the time for recitation came in the next day, we will go to the next 10 verses if my memorization was good. Otherwise, we would postpone till the next day to take additional verses. And we assigned also the day of Friday to review the entire week. And this was the journey from the beginning. Then she said, over 4.5 years, I memorized 12 juz, according to this way I described to you. Then this young daughter got married. And when her husband knew of our task concerning the memorization, he rented a house close to me, close to my house, so that he would allow the continuation of the memorization. And he, may Allah reward him, she said, used to encourage us and sometimes sit with us listening and explaining and teaching. Then after 3 years from her marriage, my daughter got busy with her children and the household, and our schedule was erupted. But that did not make her decline, to the contrary. She sensed that my eagerness for the memorization was still established, so she looked for me for a special good teacher to continue the journey under her supervision. And so I completed the memorization by the success of Allah. And my daughter is still continuing to finish the Quran, and she has little left, inshallah ta'ala. Then she was asked, this motivation of you, did it have an effect on other women around you? She said, it really had a good and strong effect. My daughters and my stepdaughters all were encouraged and work on teaching and learning the Quran, teaching it to their children and learning it themselves. Now she was asked, after finishing the Noble Quran, don't you think about working on memorization of hadith? She said, now I memorize 90 hadith, and inshallah I will continue the journey, and I depend in my memorization upon the tapes and upon the Quran radio station. And at the end of each week, my daughter comes and checks for me the memorization of 3 hadith, and I tried now to memorize more. She was asked, over this period of your time of memorization of the Quran, did your life any change? Got it affected in one way? Was it affected in one way or another? She said, yes, I went through major a change, and I always was the one who tried, and all praise is due to Allah, to obey Him before I started the memorization. However, after I began the task of memorization, I began to feel a self-comfort, a great self-comfort, and all worries began to move away from me. And even I reached the stage of freeing myself from all these excessive worries concerning fearing for the children and of their affairs, and my morale was boosted, and I had a noble objective to work for, and this is a great ni'mah, favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon me. Since we know that some women, if they get old and they don't have a husband and the children got married, they may be killed by the empty time and thoughts and so forth. Lakin alhamdulillah, by Allah, all praise due to Him, I didn't go through this, and I made myself busy with a great task and a great noble objective. Didn't you think to, at one point, the question, to join one of the circles focusing on teaching the Noble Quran? The answer was yes. Some woman suggested this to me, but I am a woman who got used to stay at home, and I don't like to go out every day, and alhamdulillah, my daughter sufficed me from all difficulty, and I was so happy while I was learning with her. And my daughter had set an example in goodness and righteousness, which we rarely find in our days, that she started this task with me and this journey while she was an adolescent. And this is a critical age many people complain of. She used to pressure herself so that she will have time, spare time, to teach me. And she used to teach me with kindness and wisdom. And her husband, may Allah preserve him, كَانَ عَوْنًا لَهَا, he was a good help to her. And he exerted a lot of effort. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give them success and to bring their children on uprightness. What do you say to a woman of your age who wishes to learn and memorize the Quran, yet she is worried and about it and feeling unable to? I say to her, there should be no despair with the firm and truthful determination. A good determination and dependence on Allah at each time, and begin. Time has been spent in performing the duties at home and education and marriage life, and at this age you should have the time for yourself. But don't make your time only to go out or to sleep and so forth. Rather busy yourself with righteous work. Now, what would you say to a woman who is still young? What would you advise her? She said, may Allah preserve her. She said, احفظ الله يحفظك. Preserve Allah and He will preserve you. Make use of the favor of Allah upon you with health and ways and means of comfort. Use that to memorize the book of Allah. This is the light which lightens your heart and your life and your grave after you die. And if you have a mother, then exert the effort to teach her. And there is no better favor upon a mother than one of her righteous children giving aid to her to be close to Allah. This is the end of the interview with Salih. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve her and make this count for her on the day of resurrection. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help our Muslim mothers and sisters and men and women to benefit from the story of this great motivation by Salih. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.